Preparing for his second season as the head coach of the Morehead State football program, Rob Tenure is excited about his team's development over the offseason, especially from a physical standpoint.
We've worked extremely hard. We've gotten bigger. We've gotten faster. Statistically, that's backed up. I mean, we've put on good weight. We've put on good muscle mass. And we're running really, really well as a football team.
Not only have the Eagles improved their bodies and physical strength, but the team's hard work has carried over into the classroom, something Tenure is proud of.
The makeup of our team is what I'm excited about, and who they are and how they work. We went from a 2.6 GPA to a 2.9 GPA. So we've got young people that are working hard in the classroom and doing things the right way.
Finishing 2013 with a 3-9 overall record, there are a few things in need of improvement, especially on the defensive side of the ball. One good thing about having a young defensive front last season was the Eagles will have a lot of experience coming back this year. However, this team's secondary will feature some new faces. Ultimately, says Tenure, the team's success on defense is simple.
We got to stop the run. We got to defend the run game. And we've got to get to the quarterback a little more in passing situations. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to try and bring a little more pressure and do some things a little differently on defense to help us. I think it'll be a successful approach for us.
Senior defensive back Mike Jackson is one of the few returners from the team's secondary unit. He feels confident about the team's ability to improve on last year's season, especially after a strenuous offseason.
It has helped out a lot with us getting stronger, putting us through the offseason workout. One of the hardest offseasons I had since I've been here. I think we'll be way faster, mentally stronger, and we'll be physically stronger also.
Even though the defensive backfield lacks some experience, Jackson feels like the unit's younger players are athletic enough to overcome the inexperience. Freshman Georgia native Braylon Cook is one of those guys.
We've brought in a freshman safety, Braylon. He's been playing pretty well. He's still learning the playbook, still trying to get everything. And once he gets everything, he'll be fine. He'll be able to. He should be able to get on the field.
While the defense might feature some new players, the offense could feature some new personnel as well. With a handful of young, talented quarterbacks at Tenure's disposal, competitive spring practices could tell the tale about who the starting quarterback will be under center come August.
I think it's going to push all their games to the next level. So, again, this is where the pressure comes into it. You know, it's competition every drill, every day. And may the best man win.
During the first few days of spring practice, players can only wear shorts and helmets. And some coaches see that as a disadvantage. However, Tenure sees it as an opportunity.
As long as that's high tempo and you're getting good reps and everyone's getting involved, all your players are participating, and they're having a chance to learn and grow. So it's really installing what your philosophy is, kind of your bread and butter type of stuff, and really, really concentrating on technique so our players understand big picture. They understand schematics of what we're doing offensively and defensively.
The Eagles will continue spring practices up until April 19th, where the team will participate in the annual spring game scheduled for 5:15 p.m. at Jane Stadium. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Mike Williams reporting.